أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة، ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا رحيما. In the previous ayat was the warning of not making hijrat from Darul Kufar or Darul Harb, and also those people who are excused, who are ill, old, etc., and cannot travel, they were excused. In this ayat now is the encouragement of making hijrat, and this refers to those people who can make hijrat and they leave the non-Muslim countries and they come and live in Muslim countries in a Muslim environment. At the beginning of Islam, it was faraz to make hijrat, leave wherever you are living and go and live in Medina Sharif where there was an Islamic environment and Islamic brotherhood. So a person who goes and one thing is that the person has fear. A person is used to the place he's staying. He's got his income, he's got his house, everything. Now he must make hijrat, he must give up everything and he must go and live in an Islamic environment. So he wonders, what will be my income? Will I get a house to stay? What will happen? Because it is not a small thing to make a hijrat, and of course the reward is also very great. And also the kuffar used to taunt the Muslims and tell them, leaving the place where you were born, where you are well settled, and now just for your religion you are giving up everything and you're going into a complete new environment, you don't know what will happen. So Allah gives consolation that you don't have to worry, Allah is there to look after you. And as much as the kuffar will dislike it, Allah will make all arrangements for you. For you, it's only necessary to make your niyat. And we see that the Sahaba who made hijrat and went to Medina Sharif, how Allah Ta'ala had settled them, and in fact how they grew to love Medina Sharif. And everything Allah gave them there. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يُحَاجِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. اور جو کوئی وطن چھوڑ دے اللہ کے راہ میں. And any person who gives up his home, his place where he was born, grew up, what he's so used to, for the sake of Allah, and he goes out in the path of Allah, referring to making hijrat here. يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعًا. پاوے گا اس کے مقابلے میں جگہ بہت اور کوشائش. He will find lot of place and he will find much more comfortable place than what he had. For Allah's sake, a person made a sacrifice. No matter how comfortably he was living, Allah will give him a better place. And Allah Ta'ala will give him a better income also. It is just to take up that courage and to go and leave the place of kufr and go to the place of Iman and Islam. On the then there is another aspect. In fact, this happened when one Sahabi, Jundub ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was an old man, and when the ayats were revealed for who are excused of making hijrat, he said, this does not apply to me. I have to make hijrat. It is farz for me to make hijrat. An old man, he left Medina Sharif, and just as he came out, he left Makkah Sharif, and just as he came out of Makkah, he passed away, mort overtook him. So with regard to him, this ayat was revealed. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُحَاجِبًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. اور جو کوئی نکلے اپنے گھر سے ہجرت کر کے اللہ اور رسول کی طرف. Whoever will leave his home, making hijrat for the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُ الْمَوْتِ. پھر آپ پکرے اس کو موت. And then موت overtakes him, then just like for hijrat and for all other amal also. When a person starts that amal and he passes away in the course of that amal, Allah gives him the full reward. فقد وقع اجره على الله, تو مقرر ہو چکا اس کا ثواب اللہ کے یہاں. The reward of his which is much much more greater than anything in this world and which is forever and ever will be on Allah. Allah makes it compulsory on himself that I will give that person that reward. The same it is narrated of so many people who went for Hajj and they passed away in the state of Ihram or on the way for Hajj. Allah not only gave them the reward of that year's Hajj, but Allah appoints an angel, a farishta, who will make of it Hajj on their behalf right through till the day of Qiyamah. So a person who starts becoming a hafiz and he does not complete on his way, he passes away, though he might have just started to yesterday and he passes away today, he will be raised amongst the kuffar. Any good deed, a person who wants to become an alim, and there are many students who during the course pass away, they will be raised as they are full ulama on the day of Qiyamah. So any good deed a person starts and he passes away doing that, Allah Ta'ala gives him the full reward of that. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Or hey Allah, بَخَشْنِ وَالَا مِهِرْمَانِ. And in any case, Allah is such that He forgives in great amounts. He loves to forgive. And after forgiveness, He shows His great mercy also. There can be nobody else like that. Seldom you'll find somebody who will forgive you. But after the forgiveness, for Him to show you kindness, that nobody in this world does. But Allah Ta'ala, after forgiving, then He showers His mercy on that person in the form that Allah Ta'ala now changes all His gunas into good deeds, for example. Allah adds more good deeds to His account. Whatever the evil effect of His bad deeds were, His guna, that also Allah washes away. So a person should always, no matter what type of a life we were leading or we are leading, we should just make tawbah and turn to Allah and take of the great mercy of Allah. And that is only as long as we are in this dunya. If we don't make tawbah, on Qiyamah's day, a person will cry tears or his tears, tears, water tears, they will get finished. He will cry tears of blood, they will get finished. Tears of past, they will get finished, but it won't move the mercy of Allah a little bit also. Yea, in this world, one tear drop, the size of the head of a fly, and it moves Allah's mercy, and that person gets completely forgiven, and Allah's mercy shower down upon that person. So we should not delay in making tawbah. Nobody knows when he is going to pass away. So he should make sincere tawbah and take the great, great rewards from Allah for any and all of our wrongs, errors and omissions. We should turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make sincere tawbah, turn to Allah and get the full rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah.